Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Detox Challenge. Today's episode is all about something super important. Embracing your emotional authenticity. Now, I know what you might be thinking, emotional authenticity? Sounds a bit like self-help jargon, but trust me on this one, it's way more practical and powerful than you think. In a world that often pushes us to put on masks and play certain roles, it's easy to lose touch with our true feelings. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions, suppressing emotions you don't think are acceptable? You know that feeling when you're at a party and you're not actually having a good time but you're pretending to because you don't want to seem like a buzzkill? Yeah, I've been there. And let me tell you, it's exhausting. So, what does it really mean to be emotionally authentic? It means allowing yourself to feel your full range of emotions, the good, the bad, and everything in between, without judgment or shame. It's about being honest with yourself about what you're feeling and expressing those feelings in a healthy way. Think of it like this. Our emotions are like data points. They tell us something about ourselves and our experiences. By ignoring them or trying to suppress them, we're essentially blocking out vital information. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you start embracing your emotional authenticity. 1. Give yourself permission to feel. This is the most important step. We often tell ourselves that certain emotions aren't okay to have or express. But remember, all emotions are valid. It's okay to be sad, angry, frustrated, excited, or anything else you're feeling. Don't judge yourself for your emotions. Just acknowledge them and allow yourself to experience them fully. 2. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you're mindful, you can start to notice your emotions as they arise, without getting swept away by them. Think of it like watching clouds drift by. You can observe them without needing to attach yourself to them. 3. Find healthy outlets for expression. We all need healthy ways to express our emotions. This could involve journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, exercising, creating art, or anything else that feels good for you. The key is to find something that helps you release those feelings in a constructive way. 4. Be honest with yourself and others. Authenticity means being true to yourself, both internally and externally. This doesn't mean you have to share everything about your emotions with everyone you meet, but it does mean being genuine in your interactions. If you're feeling overwhelmed, say so. If something is bothering you, express it in a respectful way. 5. Practice self-compassion. Being emotionally authentic can be challenging, especially if you're used to suppressing your feelings. Be patient with yourself and remember that it takes time and practice. When you make mistakes or have moments of weakness, don't beat yourself up. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Let me tell you a story about this. I was working on a big project a while back, and I was feeling super stressed and overwhelmed. I tried to push through it, pretending everything was fine, but inside I was starting to crumble. One day, I finally snapped. I had a meltdown in the middle of a meeting, which wasn't exactly professional. But you know what? It was the best thing that could have happened. Because after that, I started being more honest with myself and others about how I was feeling. I reached out for support from friends and colleagues, and I learned to set boundaries around my workload. It wasn't easy, but it was so much healthier in the long run. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you embrace your emotional authenticity. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and don't be afraid to let your true colors shine. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles when it comes to being emotionally authentic? Share your thoughts in the comments below. I'd love to connect and support each other on this journey. And if you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend who could use a little dose of emotional honesty. Until next time, keep those emotions flowing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.